Fahim Masrur, you have been the ex-president of BESIS, Bangladesh Software Association, and currently you are running two organizations. One is bdjobs.com. It's a very popular network for the younger people to go and look for jobs. And the other one is...
The online marketplace.
Online marketplace, yeah. I know that you have done some work and you have some interest as well on net neutrality issue in Bangladesh. And you have been involved in this ICT sector for quite a long time now. And you have seen the entire journey and the penetration of internet in our society in various ways. We'd like to know, given your experience... what is the general level of awareness, understanding in the civil society, in the government or telecom sector about net neutrality?
Thanks for the question. I think like in Bangladesh, ICT industry is very much at nascent stage. But it is a kind of like any other country, whether it is a developing country or even a developed country. I think the major strength lies in the entrepreneurial kind of enthusiasm of lot of young talented people. Now, on that context, I think net neutrality is a kind of issue that particularly the entrepreneurial community takes very serious consideration, because lot of the digital services, digital content and other things requires that kind of net neutrality ecosystem. Now, like other countries, we are also having the same problem of kind of over-dependence or kind of like operator dependence on the overall ecosystem. Particularly in our case in Bangladesh, kind of internet penetration or internet connection is actually controlled by three or four major operators.
Major operators, now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this kind of less competitive market, we think that if there is not enough net neutrality and the operators actually do this type of or actually offer this type of services, whether it is a kind of digital content or digital like services or even like e-commerce or video streaming, audio streaming, then there is a serious conflict of interest between the operator and the prospective entrepreneurs on those services. Because at one point of time, there will be the, not equal access of connectivity and all other things. So there will not be the level playing field. So I think it is very important for the regulators or the policy makers in government are not very much kind of aware about the threat of this particular issue. Mm-hmm. While we have seen that in India, even the policy makers, though they were not very kind of equivocal on the particular issue, but later on, once the industry has actually united, a lot of civil society have actually united and convinced the government. So the regulators actually have to pass a lot of regulations to ensure the net neutrality. But in Bangladesh, we have not seen that our regulators have actually come forward with any specific guideline on ensuring net neutrality.
Yeah, but yes, as you are saying that, you know, there was not much action from the government and the regulatory side in Bangladesh. I mean, in India's case, there is some civil society campaigns going on. Is that anything happening in the context of Bangladesh?
Yes, I would say that the main kind of voice has been raised is from the industries. Mm-hmm. So from BESIS, which is the kind of industry association, and few other kind of trade bodies, we have for the last 1 or 2 years have been kind of trying to raise voice. We have organized seminars, events, and kind of written our articles in social media and other things, just like trying to kind of raise awareness on the particular issue. We also actually talked with a few of the regulators to actually make them aware about the potential threat about the violation of net neutrality and how it can actually affect goal of the government to actually ensure a lot of new entrepreneurs. But it has still not kind of got any mainstream social movement form. So I think there are a lot of things to do on our part so that it becomes a mainstream kind of issue for so that government actually takes serious note on this particular issue.
You are talking about Bangladesh Alliance for Fair Competition and the fact that you actually organized a roundtable or something a few months back.
Yes, like we actually are on this particular issue mm-hmm. of net neutrality and other kind of issue about the fair business competition. We actually formed an alliance which is called BEFCOM, like mm-hmm. which is like Bangladesh Alliance for Fair Business. So the main kind of theme of the particular forum was to kind of like bring together all the stakeholders with a view so to actually ensure the fair business policies. Now, mm-hmm. interestingly, what we have seen that in the context of our telecom policy and also in the context of our national competition law, there are some kind of like laws or rules that can actually provide support to this net neutrality issue. But just because those laws have not been kind of explored properly
yeah.
and have not kind of considered properly, particularly by the regulators, in our case, the BTRC, Bangladesh Telecom Regulatory Authority. So there are already some violations of this net neutrality.
Exactly. So, and that's what something that from Bytes for All, we've been trying to see what the existing laws and regulations are there and the policies are there. And we have found, like, for example, broadband policy in Bangladesh talks about local content promotion, localization promotion. And like Digital Bangladesh has a whole new concept of, you know, supporting different local entrepreneurship or something like that.
Yeah, so I was actually kind of talking about particularly two laws. One is competition law and one is the Telecom Act.
Okay.
So these are very strong kind of legal framework.
Mm-hmm.
So under those legal framework, there are a few provisions which can actually give support for any agencies like BTRC or Telecom Ministry mm-hmm. to enforce net neutrality. So right. I think, like, if at a very policy level, government actually like thinks that net neutrality is a very serious issue, mm-hmm. there are laws and legal framework that would actually allow government or the regulators to actually facilitate on those issues. But I think the thing that is missing is basically the awareness and the kind of urgency to take this issue very seriously.
Is there anything you are planning for, I mean, from the civil society perspective, you and others are planning to do and sit down with the government in trigger to these issues?
Yes. Now, one good thing is that government has actually appointed a new minister in the telecom. He happened to be the president of BASIS, which actually has been very vocal for the, particularly the, on the net neutrality issue. Now mm-hmm. we are much more confident that the minister will actually try to kind of facilitate a lot of the discussions. And of course, like if there are enough discussions between the industry, and of course we would also love to kind of get the opinion of the telecom operators and others
mm-hmm.
so we can actually discuss on this particular issue and actually move ahead on this particular thing, because we are really inspired by the case of particularly in India, where the telecom ministry and their regulators like TRAI has actually made some very significant advancement onto this thing, though there are some other negative instances in particularly USA about some kind of violation of net neutrality concept altogether. But I think it is important for us to get inspiration from similar other countries which are in building the ecosystem very much kind of like us, so like India or like Southeast Asia. So I think we are now more optimistic just because our new minister is there, and we can push ahead onto this particular thing. But all from our part, we will be continuing persuasion and kind of making awareness through kind of different public forums, social media and all other things, and try to bring like this whole issue forward.
Do you, by any chance, thank you so much. I mean, I think this is a very good develop. Do you have any plan, like, for example, to develop some sorts of case studies where you feel the net neutrality is being violated? I mean, like, look at some of the telecom operators are probably providing free access to certain websites while having paid access to other sites, right? Which is a complete violation of net neutrality.
Absolutely. I think that is a kind of issue that Facebook...
or Google or whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, like this whole internet.org, which was introduced in Bangladesh a couple of years ago. I think this is a like high level of violation of net neutrality, where Facebook users are actually Facebook users by any particular operator are actually getting access free of cost. Mm-hmm. So and that's why the whole content industry couldn't actually grow, because almost 90% of the internet users use internet only for Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that this is a very kind of good scenario in any kind of like entrepreneurial ecosystem. So the over dependence on Facebook, even the cultural dependence on Facebook, and we have seen that very few content companies could actually successfully monetize.
Yeah, so thank you. I mean, it ends with a hopeful note, and we are really would be very willing to see that something coming out from the civil societies in order to create an atmosphere where government understands the whole issue of net neutrality and take it more seriously and take a much more vocal point on. I mean, it's a principle of non-discrimination, and the government is meant to be for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Fahim Bhai, and for your time. I know you're pretty busy and it's a very late night in Dhaka. So, and have a good time, and hopefully we'll get in touch soon.
Sure.
Thank you.